Chapter 3. Correct usage of some English expressions and idioms when talking about business situations. Directions. Read and or listen to Louise's column and try to understand the general meaning. Don't stress out about every little thing. After you have read or listened to the story, you will have a chance to read or hear the meanings of the idioms used in the story with some brief examples. After you've learned what everything means, there will be a practice and review session at the end of the chapter. By this time, you will be up to snuff on the meanings of all of the idioms and other expressions in the story. Stress out means don't worry. Every little thing, about every detail. Up to snuff means you will know about or be up to date on. Some common English expressions and idioms when talking about business. Business. Here is a letter from a business investor who is having a very difficult time with English expressions. He is not using expressions correctly and really needs Louise's help. Dear Louise, I would like to buy some stake in a company that I feel has a good future. The problem is, I don't think that the principals like me very much. I realize that buying into any company is a calcified risk, but I don't think that this is a big shot. I would like to sit down with these guys and fix up a contract, or at least push something in the works. When I talked to the head honcho, he said that he'd probably want to throw cold water on the idea of having more partners right now. I told him that I usually take a hot shower, so he need not worry about me. Louise, what's your take on how I can get these guys interested in my offer? Signed, Tycoon. Louise Gibasi responds, Dear Tycoon, are you sure you are ready to take the plunge into something so risky? And I think that I have discovered why it may appear that the principals in this company may not be falling all over the idea of having you on board. First of all, let's fix a few mistakes. It's buy a stake in, spelled S-T-A-K-E, to buy a stake in, not buy some stake in, S-T-E-A-K. S-T-E-A-K is something to eat. Next, it's a calculated risk, not a calcified risk. Third, it's a long shot, not a big shot. A big shot is a person. Next, it's draw up a contract, not fix up a contract. Fixing a contract usually means to change a contract illegally. And it's get something in the works, not push something in the works. Okay. Now that we are back on track, I would suggest that you contact the Big Cheese by phone and schedule a face-to-face appointment. Tell him what you are bringing to the table. If you have something they want, they will allow you to buy in. And, by the way, to throw cold water on something means to diminish interest in something and has nothing to do with hygiene or showers. Good luck, Ty. I hope you make a killing. Now, let's read Tycoon's corrected letter below. This is what Tycoon's letter should have sounded like. I would like to buy a stake in a company that I feel has a good future. The problem is, I don't think that the principals like me very much. I realize that buying into any company is a calculated risk, but I don't think that this is a long shot. I would like to sit down with these guys and draw up a contract or at least get something in the works. When I talked to the head honcho, he said that he'd probably want to throw some cold water on the idea of having more partners right now. So in this letter, he's going to eliminate the part where he says, I told him that I usually take a hot shower, so he need not worry about me. Because now Ty understands that to throw cold water on something is to diminish interest in it rather than to have anything to do with hygiene. So he finishes the letter by saying, Louise, what's your take on how I can get these guys interested in my offer? Signed, Ty Kuhn. Okay, explanations of expressions in this chapter. Number one, to buy a stake in something, S-T-A-K-E, in something, is an idiom, and it means to invest money in part ownership of something. For example, the new computer company is doing very well. I think I would like to buy a stake in that company. Another example, my friends decided to share the cost of a vacation home in Fiji. After I saw the home, I decided to buy a stake in it. Number two, principles. That's P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L, okay? Principle, and that's the spelling for talking about people who are in charge of something, the people who are the main people. The principal of a school, for example, versus principle, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E, which is a common idea, a fundamental idea about something. Principal or principles is a noun, the person or people who are in charge of or responsible for something. Often in business, the principals are the people who started the company or were the first to initiate a partnership investment. For example, the principals in the company decided to close one of the sales departments because the company was not doing well. Another example, my friend and I wanted to invest large sums of money in a certain computer company. We called the company on the phone and we were told to contact the principals for more information. Number three, calculated risk. This is an idiom. You take a calculated risk when you have carefully assessed or analyzed the possibilities for success for something, and then you do it. Something that might fail, but because of good analysis, has a good chance of being successful. For example, when athletes use illegal drugs before a competition, they are taking a calculated risk that they will not be caught. Another example. Jeff decided to dive into the ocean from the cliff. It was a calculated risk. If he failed, he could be seriously injured or killed. But after careful analysis, Jeff felt he would be successful. Number four, long shot. This is an idiom. When the chances for success are not very good. For example, at the horse racing track, Ivan decided to bet on the big black horse. This horse did not do well in the last five races, so it was a long shot to win. Another example. Two of the students from my class decided to stay up very late to study for the exam, which was being given the next day. They knew that if they stayed up late, they would be tired the next day. But they also knew that they might have a better chance of success on the exam if they studied more. It was a long shot, but they decided to stay up late and study. Number five, draw up a contract. This is an idiom. To write a contract or an agreement, usually to accomplish some goal in business. Examples, Hiroko owns a big piece of property in the city and wants to build a building on the property. She called a building contractor and asked him to estimate how much this building would cost. After receiving the estimate, she told the building contractor to draw up a contract so that she can look at it and then sign it. Another example, the owner of the football team and the star player drew up a contract and both of them signed it. With the signing of this contract, the star player now had a career with this team. Number six, to get something in the works. This is an idiom. To take action to develop plans for and implement an idea. To take the steps to change an idea into reality. For example, for years the city has had an idea to build a new sports arena. This year, they are finally getting something in the works. and we may have a new sports arena by next May. Another example, we've been talking about going to Bali for 2 years. After our meeting last night, I really feel like we have gotten something in the works now. It sounds like we will be in Bali by next January. Head honcho. This is slang. The person in charge is a head honcho. Honcho is slang for leader or person in charge. It is often used playfully. In some regions of the U.S., referring to the person in charge as the head honcho may not be appropriate, so be careful of this. If in doubt, just say, may I see or talk to the person in charge? Examples. I would like to return this item that I purchased yesterday from your store. May I see the head honcho? Another example. When Kazu first came to this company, he was just a stock boy. Now he is the head honcho. To throw cold water. Number 8. To throw cold water on is an idiom. To diminish enthusiasm for something. To discourage something. Examples. The boss threw cold water on the idea of hiring new employees. Another example. We heard about the violence that was occurring in the country that we were planning to visit. That threw cold water on our plans to visit that country. Number 9. Someone's take on something. This is an idiom. When you ask someone what their take is on something, you are asking them for their opinion. So what's your take on that means, what's your opinion about that? Examples. Allison's take on the illegal drugs problem is that if someone is caught using illegal drugs, they should be punished in some way. Another example. My teacher asked me what my take was on the final exam that was given last Friday. I told him I thought the exam was fair. Number 10. Tycoon. Tycoon is in the last letter signed by a man named Tycoon. This is a play on words, meaning actually the word tycoon is the real word, and we'll talk about that in a second, and it is a noun. Tie, the word tie, is somewhat common in America as an American first name, and Coon is a possible last name in America. The English word tycoon means someone who is very successful in business and is worth a lot of money, controls many industries, and is generally very aggressive in business. For example, a very wealthy tycoon owns the fiber optic cables that deliver our internet signal. Another example, if you want to be a tycoon, you've got to think out of the box. Now, to think out of the box means that you have to think differently than most people. Thinking out of the box is a very common idiom in English, and it means people who think differently, think in a different way than most people think. Number 11, to take the plunge. This is an idiom. To take decisive action and to do something that may appear a little bit risky or involved or complicated, but that could be rewarding. For example, we had been dating each other for 6 years. We decided to take the plunge and get married. Another example, learning how to dance was something I always wanted to do. I finally took the plunge and went to a dance instructor last week. Number 12, to fall all over, an idiom. To be very enthusiastic about accepting or doing something. The feeling of this idiom is that the affected person or people are so excited and enthusiastic about something that they are almost drunk with enthusiasm. For example, professional soccer teams in Europe were falling all over themselves to meet with the new soccer star who was looking for a team to play with. Another example, automobile manufacturers were not exactly falling all over the idea of building more inefficient cars. Gas prices were expected to climb even higher. Number 13, on board. It's just an idiom. Being part of a team, company, staff, or other entity. To welcome someone on board means to formally accept someone as being part of your group. For example, our company will welcome 3 new employees on board today during the monthly staff meeting. Another example, our department finally got the employee we needed. We have been trying to get this employee on board for months. Number 14, fix a contract. The word fix can mean to change or alter something so that the outcome or result favors you even though the changes that were made were illegal or unethical. Fix in this context can mean to change illegally or at least unethically so as to favor the person who did the fixing. To fix up a contract usually means to change a contract in such a way as to favor the person who fixed it up. For example, the election results were fixed, and even though he was not popular, the president was elected to office again. Another example, the accounting balance sheets were fixed, giving the appearance that the company was very successful when actually the company was losing money. Number 15, back on track. This is an idiom. To be back on track to doing something means that you are on schedule, headed towards, or en route to getting something done. When you are back on track, you come back to doing what you were doing after being temporarily distracted. Being back on track means that you are back to doing what you were doing and you have done all the work necessary to be on schedule for successful completion. That's the implication. For example, after a 2-week vacation in Italy, we are back on track to completing the work we started before we left for Italy. Another example, Serena was back on track to getting her project done after being absent with the flu for 1 week. Number 16, big cheese. This is an idiom. It's actually an informal idiom or a colloquialism. This is used in informal settings. The person who is in charge is a big cheese. This is similar to head honcho, often used playfully and in informal settings. Could be construed as disrespectful in formal settings, so be very careful when and where you use this. For example, who is the big cheese over at that corporation? Who is the big cheese over at that corporation? Another example, Wally is the big cheese now. All bow to Wally, used playfully and a bit sarcastically in this office setting. Number 17, face-to-face appointment. This is an idiom. A face-to-face meeting is a meeting where people meet in person, as opposed to meeting over the phone or internet. For example, the two leaders met face-to-face to talk about problems in their countries. Another example, I met face-to-face with my son's teacher to talk more about my son's progress in school. Number 18, bring to the table. This is an idiom. Often used in business, bringing something to the table means to come to a meeting or negotiation prepared to offer something of value to the others taking part in the meeting or negotiation. Since meetings or negotiations are often discussed around tables, when you come with your offer or idea, it is said that you are bringing that offer or idea to the table. For example, everyone at the meeting was waiting to hear what the others had brought to the table. The mayor of the city brought some good ideas to the table. Number 19, buy-in. This is an idiom. This can also be used in informal conversations for the most part. To make an investment in something that is established, to invest time or money in something that was in progress. For example, the corporation spent $10 million to buy into the new computer technology. Another example, my friends all bought shares of stock in a local company and asked me if I wanted to buy in too. Number 20, to make a killing. This is an idiom, very commonly used in relating to business or investments. To make a lot of money because of an investment. Sometimes people make a lot of money when the stock market goes up. People say they made a killing on the stock market. For example, my parents invested in some real estate about 20 years ago. They really made a killing. Another example, Jan spent $2 on a lottery ticket and won. She made a killing on the lottery. Chapter 3, Practice and Review. Directions. In each of the sentences below, fill in the blank spaces with the word or words that are missing from the expression. Think about the sentence carefully. Which expression best fits? Do not use the same expression twice. There is no answer key in this section. And the reason for that is we would like you to go, if you are not sure about an answer, to go back up into the chapter and look for the answer in the chapter above. Complete all of the sentences that you know, and then go back and work on the ones that are more difficult. Are you ready? Let's try. Number one, who is in charge here? Oliver is the big blank in this department. Number two, the two business owners met blank to blank to talk about a partnership. Number three, Alice bought the house for $100,000 2 years ago. She sold the house for $300,000 last month. She really blank a killing. Our project, number four, our project was back blank track after being delayed for the long holiday. Number five, all four of us bought blank the new business venture. Number six, after dating for 10 years, the couple decided to blank the plunge and get married. Number seven, our school welcomed three new teachers blank board this week. Number eight, Ross and his wife didn't have enough money in their savings, which threw blank water on the idea of buying a new car. Number nine, the two witnesses that saw the crime had a different take blank what happened. Number 10, we spent $100 on lottery tickets, but winning was a long blank. Number 11, we have been planning this vacation for 2 years. It's time to get blank in blank works. Number 12, Cal and Jennifer were the prin blank in the new business. Number 13, I was falling all blank herself to meet the handsome new student. Number 14, Surfing big waves involves a blank risk. Number 15. Heidi and Clem were satisfied with the plans for the house and blank up a blank with the builder. This ends chapter 3.